God's good, God's great. Yo, it's Justin up in this mug, nigga. Justin Blessed, that's who it is. We ain't Justin Bieber, Justin Timberlake, Justin down the street, Justin your neighbor. Now it's Justin Blessed, nigga. Yeah, welcome to the Justin Blessed podcast. If you haven't already, please subscribe. We're here to have a good time and nothing less. Yeah, man. Come vibe with me, man. We got a great show today. I'm excited. I'm pumped up, amped up. Yeah. Yeah, man. Shoot. Yo, this beat just goes so hard, man. This is the intro beat. We've been following along, you know, I've been using it for a minute. Man. Woo. Yo. I'm just smiling right now, bro. I'm just smiling. I'm happy. I'm blessed. I'm happy. Yes, sir. Man, I feel good, man. I feel real good. I feel real good, man. And I hope you guys are feeling good as well. And if you're not, I hope I am able to assist a little bit in making you happy after listening to this podcast. And you know what you tuned into. You tune in to the Justin Blessed podcast. Yo, again, if you haven't subscribed, please subscribe. Help your boy get up on them algorithms, you know what I mean, on the podcast list, because we aiming for the top. Nothing less, bro. The top is where we going, you feel me? And that's what it's about, man. We'll aim for the top. We'll get to the top and get some top on the way to the top, you feel me? Yo, that moment was fire, you feel me? Hey, man, that's what it's about, man. Shoot, bro, I'm feeling good. And the reason why I was just smiling, you know, you can't hear smiling, so I had to, you know, say it to y'all. When your boy already got the YouTube going and whatnot, I'm just going to get, I just weighing on my nice camera, guys. Yo, pump the brakes. I know the visual is coming. The visual content is coming. It's coming really, really soon, man. Most likely, give me about, man, like 2 months maybe, you feel me? 2 months, maybe tops three. Definitely in the summertime, we rocking and rolling, you feel me? Just I got to get some stuff situated first in my life, you know what I mean? Before I can drop some nice bread on a nice visual camera, because we, you know, it's gonna shoot 4K and everything like that. So make sure y'all see my pretty, handsome, beautiful, amazing, God created face. You feel me, man? Ain't no Botox, ain't none of that stuff over here, bruh. Yeah, black don't crack, and we like it like that. You feel me? But yo, the reason why I was feeling good, you feel me, and smiling and stuff, because I was at the gym. Got it in real, real smooth, real good. You feel me? Went up in that hole. Walked in that bitch, swang the doors open like I own that hoe, because I do. Because when I step into a room, my aroma, it's unmatched. You feel me? And that's how you need to step into whatever room that you guys go into. You got to feel it. You got to own that hoe, you know? So I walked up in there, you feel me? Badge my badge, you feel me? On my phone, beep. Went up there, you feel me? Dude, that climb up these little steps. This ain't nothing crazy. It's like 20 steps or so. Climb up that hole, you feel me? Then get right into it, you feel me? Got to get the stretch right. You ain't trying to pull nothing. You ain't trying to get injured or nothing like that. So I got the stretch in, you feel me? Real good, nice stretch. And then we went over there to the squat rack, you feel me? Had to squat them out. Got to squat them hoes, man. Got to squat them hoes one time for the one time. So I was hitting them squats, man, and I found the best way to squat, at least for me. I don't know how other people be doing it, but with no shoes on, bro. I've been squatting for as long as I ever went to the gym and did a squat, bro. Like, I always use shoes. And the best ones I feel is always like the flat ones, like Vans. Vans are my favorite. Well, shoe-wise, Vans are my favorite. You feel me? But I tried no shoes, and, man, that changed the game, bro. That changed the game. Now we in there like swimmer getting to this bread. So going crazy with the squats because I'm trying to get them the Rock trunk legs. You feel me? I know y'all see him on Instagram or wherever the place might be. He niggas at the Super Bowl. Nigga was at the UFC. Niggas all over the place. Movies and all types of things. That nigga's legs look nice, bro. Real talk. You know what I mean? No homo. That nigga legs look nice. So I'm trying to get me something similar to that. Not as big because this nigga's like 300 pounds. You feel me? It's like straight cock diesel muscle. You know what I mean? And me, I'm not all that, bro. Your boy 5'9". You know what I mean? I weigh 100. I fluctuate between 155 to 160. That's where I fluctuate from. You feel me? And I'm just trying to be like 158. Real talk. Like, I wanted to get to like 170, 165. But when I got to 165, man, bro, I just felt sluggish. I couldn't jump as high as I normally do. I couldn't run as fast. And I just didn't feel as loose as I would love to feel, how my body normally feels. And it's not about it being tense, because I would stretch a little bit, not too much, because I was like lifting heavy, trying to get this muscle up. But it just wasn't, I don't know, it just wasn't it. It ain't for me, you feel me? I'm a 5'9", and I know my body weight, you feel me? And we just get sticking to that, because that's my natural body weight, so we just get rocking like that. So, but yeah, I'm trying to get them the Rock legs, you feel me? Trying to get them hoes for my size, though, you feel me? So a nigga my size be like, man, that nigga got some nice legs, you know what I mean? He probably most likely not going to tell me, because the nigga ain't trying to come off like a homo, you know what I mean? Pause. But I welcome all compliments, bro. You feel me? Just make sure you throw that in there, because we don't sway that way. Not me, not my side. You know what I mean? And the other people that do, man, ain't nothing against them. They just, that's just not me. You feel me? So respect to them, respect to your views, respect to what you like, what you dislike. It's on you. You feel me? But I'm just saying, if you step into this aroma, come correct. You know what I mean? Yeah. So, yeah, went to the gym, came back, and shoot. Cook them some noodles real quick. I was like, yo, I gotta get to this pod, man. I gotta get to my people, let these niggas know what's been going on and what I got on my mind, because I got a deep question coming up, bro, that been lingering on my mind. And I'm just like, bro, I need to express it, you know what I mean? It's like my therapy right here. So anyways, before we get into that, bro, let me tell you what happened yesterday. So normally, you guys already know what it is, bro. When I be recording this pod, bro, I record while I'm getting paid from work, because I work from home. You feel me? So I finished my work, or I finished most of it, 80%, 90%, 95%, 98%. And then I bounce and go to the gym. You feel me? Or I just chill out, whatever. If it's like a Monday, because it'd be packed like a club at the gym and we ain't with all that. Or be packed like a club on a Tuesday, because niggas think it's going up on a Tuesday. I'm like, I'm not with all that. You feel me? So I'm in that hole, really. Tuesday, I could thug it out. You know what I mean? Mondays is a hell nah. But Tuesday, I can probably thug it out. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, in that hole. You know what I mean? So anyways, so I'm recording. So I left, right? I got like 90% of my work done, right? So I left. Left my computer on, and people be asking, like, yo, how do you just be going? Well, my team managers and all that, man, they're in a different state. You feel me? So like, our time zones are different. So I'm like, yo, I'm bouncing, right? That's what I normally do. And I recently got transferred to another team, not like another team, so to say. Yeah, that's why I said another team. Same department, just another team. We're basically doing the same thing, just a little bit extra, right? And so there's another manager. I don't know how that nigga move, how that nigga work, but I know when I've been doing this, for as long as I've been doing this, I've never had a problem, because I always time it correctly and I get my work done. So for some reason, this nigga wanted to be on some I'm a die for Wells Fargo type stuff. You feel me? Like, nigga, I'm a die for this. God created me to work for Wells Fargo. You know them niggas that take their job too serious? Like, nigga, calm your ass down, nigga. You ain't getting no raise or no bonuses or anything like that because you over here on some, like, worried about other niggas shit. Bruh, if the work is getting done, Why are you complaining? I'll be the coolest manager. You feel me? I'll be like, hey, bro, I'm going to tell you straight up, just like this. I don't care what you do, nigga. You feel me? I do not care. Just get the work done. You feel me? If you want to slack off until the last hour and just crank out that hour and knock all your work out, shoot, hey, do it. If you want to just knock all your thing when you come right in, hey, cool, do it. If you want to freaking do it like midway, you take 5 hour, no, not like, like 3 hour, you come in, clock in, 3 hours, you ain't doing nothing, then after that you want to go in, cool, do it, bruh. But there's certain things that we can't, you know, like bend the rules and stuff, like, bro, you gotta come on your set time and stuff like that. But nigga, if you're gonna play video games while we at work or whatever, nigga, do it. Hey, if your work is done, I don't give a damn. That's you. That's like you worried about it. That's what I'm saying. Like, niggas is worried about how other people view their life. Like, nigga, how other people live their life. Like, nigga, you are doing too much. You feel me? When other niggas be like, oh, you should live like this. Oh, that's not right. You should this. And you can't. Blah, blah, blah. Nigga, I ain't doing nothing wrong. I ain't hurting nobody. I ain't offending nobody. So I don't see there's no wrong with that, bruh. At the end of the day, you feel me? I'm not hurting myself or harm to myself, harm to my loved ones or anything like that. So it's like, nigga, I'm not taking no money out of nobody's pockets. So it shouldn't be a problem. That's how I think, you feel me? But anyways, these goofy niggas that take their job too serious, always on the littlest thing. This nigga hit me, right? So I went to the gym, like I said, came back, right? Came back about like 2 hours later or so, bro. You feel me? And I would explain it real, real in depth, but like, yo, you know how far this pod can travel, you feel me? So we gotta leave it slight. We can't say too much detail. Because we're not far I can travel, who can get to, because we're not local. We global, nigga. So, I came back, right? Nigga hit me on some like, hey, basically, I've been peeping your stuff and it looks like you've been gone for like X and X amount of hours. I don't know what's going on. Whoop-de-whoop, blah, blah, blah. And I'm looking at the message, right? And I'm like, nigga, it is damn near 9 p.m. where you at. Why the hell are you still on doing work, nigga? Because I know you coming way earlier than that. Like, nigga, to be on at the time that you on, that mean you had to come into work at like 1 p.m. at your time or like 12 p.m. your time. So why the hell are you on, bruh? I was so confused, you feel me? But yo, you know, that's what I'm saying. God is good, God's great. Because when I seen the message, he sent the message like 10 minutes, like 8 to 10 minutes before I walked in the door, you feel me, and looked at my computer. So I was like, yo, at least this nigga sent it around this time. So let me respond real quick. So it's not like the nigga sent it like right when I left, you feel me, to the gym. It was like, damn, nigga, why it take so long? I already got a backup. Yo, man, I got stuff in deck for if these niggas is trying to trip, bro. Like, ain't no way. You know what I mean? There's no way these niggas could ever catch your boy finessing. I'm like, I thought of every way possible. I spent my first month, 2-3 months, bruh, I was doing trial runs on finessing. You feel me? See what work, what don't work. So, man, I know this game, bruh. I've been doing it for a minute. So, anyway, so this nigga, like I said, extra ass nigga. I die for Wells Fargo. That's all I'm living for, goofy ass nigga. And the CEO or none of these people don't give a damn about you. Nigga, you can die tomorrow. You feel me? From a heart attack or a cancer or anything crazy like that. And they're going to hire somebody in your position in like minimum 2 weeks. You know what I mean? Maximum like 2 weeks. You feel me? Like, bro, you need to stop making it seem like you up there. Relax, nigga. So anyways, nigga hit me with that. Hit him back. You feel me? I'm like, yo, my bad. I forgot to change my thing. Blah, 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 blah. And he was like, oh, okay, man, I was just checking, blah, 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 this and that. I'm like, oh, man, okay. That's how this nigga want to play. Okay, okay. Yo, nigga don't know I got another finesse in the stash, bruh. That was just card one, nigga. That was just, you know what I mean? When you playing Yu-Gi-Oh on these hoes, you feel me? You got a face down card, you feel me? You be like, I'm going to play these two cards face down. You feel what I'm saying? That's basically how I hit them hoes, like, you feel me? Face down, two of them hoes. And for the longest time, I've been at home for what? Like, I've been working at home for like 2 years, damn near. Like, nigga, I've been always played. I played a couple hands too, but we ain't going to say that unless something occur and I'll reveal those hands to you. But anyways, I played this hand for the most time, you feel me? And like, it always works, but for some reason, because I never had like a Debbie Down ass nigga, you feel me? No, walking on eggshells on top of your freaking, like, over your head micromanaging whole ass niggas, you feel me? I never had nothing like that. So that first trap card always work, you feel me? Because niggas get off before I get off. So this is how it played out, right? And I was like, dang, I got reveal face down number two card. I was like, ah, alright, nigga. Hey, if you wanna play this game, we gonna play. At the end of the day, for a fact, nigga, I'ma finesse it, nigga. Ain't nobody catch me. I do not care. So, nigga, I freaking dropped the number two on the nigga, you feel me? And sure enough, today, nigga ain't saying nothing because nigga didn't know what the move was. You feel me? So I had to activate the trap card. Trap card work. And it looks like I'm going to have to play this number two trap card every day. And it's okay, because I'm willing to play it, because every day is a new game. You feel me, nigga? And you got to win every single day. You got to get to that bread, nigga. Because when we potting, we get into that bread, nigga. And when we go to the gym, nigga, we get into that bread, nigga, still, bruh. And anything I do on the clock, nigga, take a shower, cook, bruh, go to my mom's house, do whatever, bruh. I can run some errands, drop a nigga off, go make some extra bread, doing something else. I'm getting to that bread, nigga. So nobody's gonna stop this finesse. You feel me? And I was thinking, like, I was like, yo, I had to activate the you know what I mean? I had to activate my trap card, because you got to play with niggas nice, then you activate the trap card. And I remember that because I got this from this TikTok. And it was so funny to me. I'm explaining that. I'm going to play it real quick. And yo, guys, you know how, like, the other pods, I was like, yo, I had to put the phone to the mic and the quality wasn't that great. Now your boy upgraded. Now the quality is great. You feel me? Because it's plugged in. It's plugged in, so y'all gonna hear it just how I hear it. So anyway, so this nigga talking about, I'm explaining a little bit, and then we gonna play. We'll play it twice so y'all can really catch it. The nigga talking about how you put in time for PTO, right? So he's explaining to you with the trap card and all that. So we about to play it right now.
PTO warning, because the only thing you can do.
Oh shoot, hold on. Hold on, guys. We went too far with that hoe. You feel me? All right. Here we go. Right here.
What's your dream?
Your PTO request was denied. Then I guess I'm calling in sick. You didn't think I had a backup plan? You just activated a trap card. I don't even know why they call it a request. It should be called a PTO warning. Because the only thing you can do is prepare. Your PTO request was denied. Then I guess I'm calling in sick. You didn't think I had a backup plan? You just activated a trap card. I don't even know why they call it a request. It should be called a PTO warning. Because the only thing you can do is prepare.
Yo, bro. Do you hear my mans? Like, your PTO request was denied. Well, I guess I'm calling in sick. You think I have a backup plan, bro? That's what I be thinking, bro. So when the nigga hit me, I was like, bro, you really don't think I got a backup plan? Yo, you just activated the trap car, nigga. Yo, we gotta play one more time.
PTO request was denied. Then I guess I'm calling in sick. You didn't think I had a backup plan? You just activated a trap card. I don't even know why they call it a request. It should be called a PTO warning. Because the only thing you can do is prepare.
That nigga said, the only thing you can do is prepare. Bruh, real talk, bruh. So I don't understand when Buddy was true, like, bruh, you think you got me? Like, bruh, you don't understand, bruh. It's chess out here. Ain't checkers, nigga. Come on. But, man, that's... Now's my day and whatnot. Well, yesterday and today and whatnot, you feel me? Had, you know, the first trap card didn't work. Had to do the second one today. Of course, the second one worked because I like to pull that one out a lot. I like flipping that card up, you know, face forward and nothing, but I had to play with it because a nigga tried to play with me. So, hey, I know niggas that listen to this that work at home, I know y'all got some finesse skills and stuff. Hey, make sure it's to the T. Make sure you always play the first one that, hey, it might get caught, might not, but it's still a good one. You feel me? Play that one, bro. You got to test the waters. You got to test it. Push the limits. You feel me? And not getting caught, but getting, like, questioned about your finesse don't mean you get caught. Don't get scared, nigga. Just figure out a different way to finesse and get to the bread while you go do whatever you gotta do. You feel me? If you smashing, if you freaking taking a shower, cooking, dropping kids off at daycare, picking kids up from school, gotta go to the store real quick, bruh. Gotta go to the gas station, bruh. Gotta go get some food, even though you're not on lunch necessarily. Like, yo, bruh, there's a way. Find a way, man. It's the key to the streets. Yo, let's go on and get to these news, man. This news report. Week. Yo, so. Bruh, and we talk about bread and stuff, and like the first news that come in about some bread, man. This is wild. All right, bruh. So let's get to it, man. So hackers steal about 600 million in one of the biggest crypto heists ever, man. My goodness, bro. Whoo! See, I don't do the crypto, you feel me? And I don't do stocks. I'm not saying like it's bad, but you know, that's just not my cup of tea, nigga. You feel me? What if a nigga put his bread into that? You feel me? Whole life savings because Bitcoin was going stupid, but this nigga's trying to find the Bitcoin before Bitcoin was Bitcoin. You feel me? When it's like a dollar or whatever, and this nigga dumped like 50 bands his whole life saving in there. This nigga just got robbed, nigga. So shoot, let me read this real quick. All right. So hackers stole about 600 million from a blockchain network connected to the popular Axie Infinity online game and one of the biggest crypto attacks to date. Whoo, man, about 173,600 Ether and 25.5 million USDC tokens were drained from a so-called bridge. Whoo, I don't know what a bridge is, nigga, so I'm guessing like it takes it from one software or platform or whatever to another platform. That'd be like a bridge, I think. I don't know. We'll see what's up. Software that let people convert tokens into one that can be used as another network. She kind of like I just said, you feel me? I ain't no crypto nigga. I'm just be guessing. And look at that. Man, bro, that is crazy, man. That is wild, bro. Whoo, man. That's a lot of bread. That's a lot of people. I know them niggas is hot. Yo, these, man. You know, when we went on lockdown, you know, the scammers, man, them scammers, they were in there, bro. They were heavy. You feel me? Like, they were like in that hole. Now it looked like they coming back for another win. Like they coming back. You feel me? So just another hack, bro. So Apple, man, nigga, I got an Apple phone, nigga. I got Apple Macintosh, nigga. I got Apple laptop, bro. I got iPod Touch, nigga. I got an Apple freaking AirBuds, bro. I had an Apple Watch, need another one, bro. Apple phone, like, bro. Hopefully they didn't take none of my stuff, bro, because damn. Apple credit card, nigga. Like, I got bread on that hoe. Man. All right. But anyways, Apple and Meta, which is like Facebook, you feel me? They changed their name and all that goofy stuff. So, all right. Gave users' data to a hacker who used forged legal requests. Nigga, this nigga just finessed some paperwork or whatever and sent it to them hoes and be like, yo, let me go and get these niggas' credit cards and passwords and whoop-de-whoop and whatnot, bank accounts. And sure enough, man, that's exactly what happened, bro. Man, bro. Whoo. They act as law enforcement, man. See, that's what happens when you be working and trying to be a snitch, Apple, and a snitch, Facebook, goofies. Y'all should just stay chill. Stay for the people. You feel me? And I guess, man, that's what happened. That's what happened. That's what happened. All right, shoot. We on to the next one. Hopefully y'all, hey, y'all check y'all stuff. You feel me? I want none of my people getting their stuff hacked and all that, because, shoot, that's not a good look. That's not a good look. I'm trying to keep y'all ahead of stuff, so y'all chill out. You feel me? So, all right, man. Another thing, this is kind of wild. I don't know if it's gonna happen over here, most likely, because, you know, I mean, United States is kind of slow, but it looks like, man, there's another lockdown in China, bro, in Shenzhen. So traders are asked to live at the office during the Shenzhen massive lockdown. Shanghai. That's the same Shenzhen. Like, bro, I'm really trying to talk Chinese over here. Not Chinese, man. That's racist. I'm really over here trying to talk Mandarin over here. Do you feel me? You feel me? It's kind of like, bro, I be telling people that stuff too. Like, whenever I see an Asian person, we are so quick to put them in a box and say they're Chinese, or do you speak Chinese or something like that. Like, no, nigga, that's like asking somebody, every black person is black. Like, no, nigga, or every Spanish person is Mexican. Like, no, bro, you feel me? Like, I respect, because you want somebody to be calling you out of your demographic background, or like your background, or trying to associate you somewhere else when you're not even there. You feel what I'm saying? So, like, I always try to unlearn that, because for the longest, that's what I called every Asian person was Chinese, or that I said, do you speak Chinese? And bro, that's not what it is. Their language is Mandarin. And you got Vietnamese, you feel me? You got Chinese, you got Hong Kong is something else, but I don't know if Hong Kong is considered Chinese still. Maybe, I don't know. You feel me? You got Thailand, you feel me? You got like a whole bunch of different things, you feel me? Y'all, I just advise, you feel me, don't just call every Asian person Chinese. But anyways, or say they speak Chinese, like, nah, niggas Mandarin. But anyways, these niggas in a lockdown, you feel me? And the trading people and the banks and all that, they're like, nah, my guy, y'all need to stay in here, bro. We'll bring you some gel type beds, you feel me? But we can't lose any more bread from the lockdown and stuff, you feel me? But these niggas is being offered, bruh, between $78 to $314 per night. My nigga, let me in there, bruh. Let me in there. Let me in that lockdown, bruh. You giving me $300? Man, $250, $200, even $100, nigga. Keep it all the way 100, right? Because if you work 5 days a week, right, that's an extra. And you get paid every 2 weeks. That's how I get paid. So that's how I break it down. 5 days a week, $10, bruh. I mean, I said 10. 10 nights, 100 a night. Bruh, that's an extra 1,000, bruh. I could do a lot with that. I could do a lot, I'm telling you. And then, I don't know, like, that's more than some people make in the whole day, right? Let's say, like, you getting paid 300 a night, per night, right? Bruh, a lot of people don't make 300 in a day of work during the daytime. You feel me? So if you're getting paid extra to do that, bro, I'm in that hole. Yo, my wife, kids, they're just going to have to understand. You know what I mean? Yo, we in there. then invest that bread, get something crazy, you feel me? Or pay off your bills so you can be, you know what I mean, more debt free. I don't know, that's how I would rock, but hey, whoever it is what it is, though. So, all right, so Biden, right? And people be like, yo, don't talk about politics. Nigga, I voted for this nigga, bruh. You know what I mean? And we're not gonna get too in depth about like why I voted for the nigga, you feel me? And I'm not here, I'm not a big politician, nigga. I don't really don't give a fuck, nigga. You feel me? But voted for that nigga, you feel me? Did I make the right choice? I don't know. You feel me? I can't say I did. But nigga, I voted for Obama, nigga. You feel me? Have another nigga running up in there right there. Nigga got my vote. But anyways. Yeah. So. And I never understood that, right? Like, why don't niggas talk about bread? Why don't niggas talk about politics? And I think it's like a religion. Like, nigga, what? What's the problem? Just because you have a view on something don't mean that it's wrong or you can't speak about it or something. Niggas get too passionate about it and try to fight killing niggas and just because they niggas just don't like that shit, nigga. That's like you trying to kill a nigga because you like green, nigga, and he like yellow. Like, nigga, what? You feel me? Like, your outfit, nigga, why you have that outfit on today, nigga? That's the outfit you supposed to be wearing because the shoes is comfortable. Then you start breaking it down like they be breaking down the laws and all that shit, right? Start breaking down the shoes and your laces and freaking the tongue of the shoe, the sole of the shoe. Then you go to the sock and do the. Then you just break shit down all the way down to the material. Yeah, this is made with polyester 3.9%. Then we got cotton that's made with 20.1%. Like, nigga, like, chill. You know what I mean? If you rock that way, you rock that way, nigga. That's cool. And we just gonna stand on different sides of it. I don't know why niggas get so passionate and mad about it. That's something that just always blows my mind. Cause me, I'm always with conversation. You feel me? Let's communicate, nigga. Where do you see it? And where do I see it? Cause I can listen with an open mind, but for some reason, when niggas talk about politics, religion, and bread, it's like niggas don't have open mind no more. It's like, bruh, you know what I mean? I just think that's ignorant, but that's just me. You feel me? So if other niggas voted for other niggas, nigga, I don't care, nigga. It's not gonna make me feel a certain way or anything. Like, nigga, I don't care, nigga. That's how you feel. That's how you view things. All right, cool. You feel me? And there's nobody on earth that can 100% stand by and be like, yo, I'm fighting this nigga for this, or I'm fighting this nigga for this, or I'm cussing this nigga out for this. Like, nigga, there's no, like, no, nigga. If I'm gonna do that for anybody, that's me, bruh. Straight up. One and only. You know what I mean? Wife, kids, stuff like that. You know what I mean? But not no random ass nigga I ain't never met in my life, bruh. What? Bruh, if I, you know what I mean? God forbid, but if anybody in my family passed away, nigga ain't going to the funeral, my nigga. I'm gonna keep this shit all the way 100 too, you feel me? Like, when they did the march to the Capitol on like January 6th, like last year, 2 years ago, whatever. There was a couple of people that died there. There's this veteran girl, whatever, died or whatever. Yo, Trump ain't show up to her joint. Pay for the funeral and do all this and do all that. You know what I mean? And that's not, I'm not saying Trump like him as a character. I'm not attacking his character or nothing. I'm just letting you know that's an example, nigga. These niggas don't give a fuck. Don't give a fuck, bruh. About what you got going on, nigga. They just trying to get their votes and do what they want to do or whatever. That one person, like, niggas be too attached to that politics shit. Like, nigga, relax. You feel? I remember I was messing with this one girl, right? And she was like, she was black and she was pro Trump. You feel me? She was with Trump. And this like before like the whole voting thing happened, right? Or no, I think this is like, was this like the voting thing? Yeah, I remember exactly when it was, nigga. I think niggas just voted and Biden was about to become president, or it was like Biden just got into office. It was something like that, right? So I forgot what came up. It was like niggas was watching Netflix or something. You already know what it is, Netflix and chill. So Netflix and chill for the hoes, you know what I mean? Like Netflix and chill. Yeah. But anyway, so like niggas was doing that, right? And then like I guess like in the show, or like she was looking at her phone and then something came up and then she said something about like politics, right? About like Trump and whatnot. And I was like, oh word, that's cool. I think that nigga goofy. And then she's like, why? Then she whole tone switched up, you feel me? Sat up and everything on the bed and just started going bananas on a nigga. And I'm just like, bruh. But the way that she was coming at me felt like she was attacking my character. And I'm like, nigga, now you got me fucked up. Now I got to stand up for me, myself. You feel me? So we're going back and forth. And then I was like, bro, this is so goofy. So I just stopped arguing. But nigga, she got so hot. You feel me? Couldn't even smash again. You know what I mean? Niggas put in rounds, but I couldn't even do that again because this whole politics shit. I'm like, nigga, Trump don't care about you, bro. And Biden don't care about me. Like, I ain't delusional out here, nigga. I'm over here chasing up, waking up every single day, dream chasing, bread chasing, nigga, my future chasing, nigga. I'm going to go get in, make it happen. I ain't worried about none of these niggas that depend on any of them niggas in the Congress or any of that shit to turn my dreams into reality, nigga. So I don't give a fuck about any of that shit, bro. Real talk. I'm going to go and make it happen because all these rich ass niggas that's doing that, they living their life because Trump ain't giving you the yes or no to be able to go to the Great Wall of China. You feel me? Nigga, get your bread up. Make sure your bills is handled and stuff that's handled at home need to be handled at home. Then while you're on vacation, make sure ain't nothing can happen. And when you come back, everything's smooth, cope it steady. You feel me? And the only thing that's the problem that's missing out in that equation is the bread, nigga. So go and get the bread to go do what you gotta do. Same thing, nigga. You wanna be an actor, nigga. Same thing, wanna be a dentist or whatever the case is. Trump or any of them politicians, none of them niggas is giving the yes or no to that. None of them. So what the fuck? How does it fucking matter so deeply that people trying to kill niggas for it? You feel me? Like it's a gang or something. Like this shit be going crazy. I'm like, nigga, y'all niggas are so goofy. And to me, keep this shit all the way 100 as well. Those are, I don't know. To me, nigga, shit's a, it's like a, it's kind of like a TV show in a way. Like, I don't know. This shit just be goofy to me, bro. Back then when it first started, yes. You feel me? I think like it kind of mattered in a way. Because, man, see, now I'm going to get super into like history shit. But fuck it, we gonna get it. It's my platform, nigga, so we gonna get to it. So all right, so back in the day, bro, this before President Roosevelt, you feel me? Around right before this nigga came in there, right? There was one way of like living the shit, right? This is real capitalism at its finest, nigga. This is when Andrew Carnegie. I'm gonna say some names y'all not might know, but y'all better go research these niggas, bro, because they built America. Real talk. You got John D. Rockefeller. I said Roosevelt. I think I knew John Roosevelt. Is that the nigga's name too? I don't even know. Robert Roosevelt. I don't even know nigga name. Anyways, last name Roosevelt, that president. You know what I mean? But anyways, so you have Andrew Carnegie, you have John D. Rockefeller. And you have Vanderbilt. You feel me? You have them three niggas, man. Them the typhoons, man. Them niggas that built America. Do the research. If I talk so much into it, it'll get too long for that. And then we ain't even at the freaking part of this real episode. You feel me? Which is crazy. But anyways, nigga. All right. I lost my train of thought, nigga. Let me grab some water, nigga. All right, so you have these niggas, right? And the president was just doing what he's doing, right? And these niggas, when Roosevelt was about to run, nigga, that's when campaigns started running money. Because in the beginning, it wasn't about raising money and stuff like that. Now, nigga, you gotta raise millions upon millions just to compete to be a president. Back then, nigga, you didn't have to, bro. You really just had to need to get the vote of the people, bro. But now, nigga, it's about trends. It's about a whole bunch of other shit, bro. Like, a lot of shit gotta go on and gotta happen for you to become president. Like, you gotta be, go to all these, like, I don't know, all these goofy shit. You know what I mean? Like, I don't even know what it is, what you gotta do, but I know you gotta do a lot of goofy shit. You feel me? Like, back then it wasn't like that. Like, the rich people, they were just like, they started giving bread to, like, for people to go on tour, because normally they wouldn't even go on tour. That's another thing, bro. They wouldn't go to state, bro. They would just like be on the news, TV, and newspapers, and niggas be printing out newspapers, whatever the case is, bro. Like, it wasn't nothing crazy to run for president, bro. And it wasn't a lot of votes either. That's another thing, nigga. Now it's like upon millions, like, yo, like 4 million, 5. Like, bro, it wasn't like that before, nigga. I'm telling you, I know this. But anyways, to sway these people, right? And that's basically, with those three people, that's when stuff changed. Because they want the rules to be the same. Because you had these other niggas try to come in there and change it up. That messed the bread up for the rich people. That's another thing. Politics is like, it's a rich game, bro. Like, this is a rich game, a rich sport for the most part, bro. When you start tapping into like the millions upon millions, bro, now that shit's gonna play with your pockets. Yes, now pay attention, bro, but you still ain't supposed to be fighting niggas though. Like, I don't care, you feel me? So if you're gonna get taxed something crazy, how does nigga Biden talking about taxing if your household net worth or like your income is like 100 mil or something, nigga, you'll get taxed like something stupid. Hey, that's something, you feel me, like, gotta look out for in a way. Like, yeah. But the thing is, niggas will complain that's making less than $30,000 a year. And see, yeah, see, that's why Biden should have beat her. He don't know what the fuck he doing, nigga. It don't even affect you, nigga, in any type of way. And for the most part, if you been making $30,000 for your whole life, you an old ass nigga. You don't got friends that's going to affect, nigga, because you are who you surround yourself with. And it ain't no 100 million plus nigga chilling with a $30,000 nigga for years upon years upon years on end, nigga. That's not happening. You feel? So it's like these niggas complain just to complain. Like, on some... like, the shit don't even, like, it's not going to affect you in any way possible, my guy. Like, you won't get taxed? Nigga, no. And then again, the tax money goes to, like, the highways and shit like that and whatnot. Like, so it's going to help you out in a way, nigga. Right? But I understand, like, the rich niggas that I'll complain about, like, hell yeah, nigga, I work all this hard, I'm going to get taxed for it. Like, damn, you know what I mean? But there's always loopholes, nigga. There's always loopholes, bro. Come on. So most of them niggas that know the loopholes and all them rich niggas do, niggas ain't getting taxed like that. They're most likely not even worried. Feel me? But anyways, he did, but enough of that. We gonna continue on. I had to do this little rant real quick on this politics. This shit just be so goofy to me. Like, niggas be complaining about something that ain't got nothing to do with them then. They willing to die and shit for a nigga that don't give a fuck about them, not gonna be at their funeral, don't check up on them, send them a text message, hey, how you doing? None of that shit. Y'all niggas, man, y'all niggas gullible. But anyways, all right. So this nigga Biden announced historic oil reserve release, man, among other steps to reduce gas prices, right? Because we, of course, niggas got emergency everything. You feel me? Emergency energy, like on a big scale, nigga, of course. You feel me? And probably in the Pentagon or something like that. You feel me? So they were saying this nigga is going to release, is going to release oil reserves at this 1 million per day rate for this length of time. Basically, it looks like this nigga's going to be releasing. He's get cut into the reserves. Now me, right? Cut into reserves of gas. This is just me. You feel me? I voted for this nigga, but I don't think this is the right step to do, my nigga. Like, just real talk, bro. You know what I mean? Because niggas is trying to sanction off Russia so damn bad. We tapping into our reserves. Nigga, what? Chill, my nigga. You feel what I'm saying? Because it's supposed to be emergency, nigga. This ain't no emergency, bruh. That's like if the ocean caught fire, like there's no oil, like, bruh, like it's reserves for a reason. That means emergency, my guy. That's like when this is a last answer, like, yo, all right, we gonna start having the trucks come to the Pentagon, nigga, and like go off to distribute it to all 50 states and all that other shit. You know what I mean? Like, so what he was, I don't know, I think that shit goofy. You know what I mean? Like, why would you do that? Like, yeah, gas prices is up there, but it's just a part of the game. Like, it's a part, nigga. Like, gas used to be 20 cents. You feel me? All right, when it went to $1, nigga, did we tap into the reserves? You feel? I don't know. This nigga did a goofy ass move to me, nigga. Hey, I'm unbiased. Whoever it was, that shit is goofy. So, yeah, man. Yo, that was a crazy ass news report. You feel me? Your boy was just going in, but yo, I don't know what it is, bro. The news that I read today, bro. And the thing is, I just be reading this like with y'all live. So me just going in like that, just natural. That's just what it is, man. We already know what it is, man. We the most prolific, most entertaining, most vulnerable, most honest podcast, bro. And I just keep it 100 with you. You feel me? That's how I feel. Now, we're gonna talk about this goofy thing that everybody been talking about. You feel me? I'm pretty sure y'all already know what it is. Y'all already know what it is, man. I know I'm late on it, but the thing is, like, I wasn't really trying to talk about it because I just thought it was like, ah. But I know I need to keep up with these trends and stuff like that because I give some good insight. So, all right, man. So you hear the boy Will Smith smacked Chris Rock, right? Now, me, this is me, my guy. This is how I feel, bruh. I personally feel the joint was fake, bruh. Keep it. I'm just keeping it all the way 100 with you. I feel like that joint was fake as hell. Because if someone is saying stuff about your wife, right? That is like, or your husband, right? Or your kids or something that you hold very dear to your heart, bruh. And you feel that they went too far on a joke. To me, there's only two ways you going about this, bruh. You'll walk up there and y'all niggas gonna fight, right? You gonna get beat up or you gonna beat the other nigga up. You got that option. Niggas is fighting, bruh. Like, niggas is fighting, nigga. Right? And then you got another option. You walk up there, check the nigga. It can, the different type of level of checking. You feel me? You can go into a nigga, look deep in his soul and be like, nigga, you better shut your mouth, something, blah, blah, blah. Right? Make sure you let him know that you ready for whatever. Whatever you trying to do, my nigga, I am right here, right in front of you, nigga. Ain't nobody going to stop. You feel me? You checking the nigga, chest out, everything. Now, you got that, right? You got another check. That could be like, you walk up there and push the nigga or something. Like, you feel me? Like, push the nigga or something like that, right? Or punch the nigga, slap the nigga too, whatever, right? But when you do that, you standing firm, 10 toes down, nigga. It's not you slap the nigga and walk off. That's not, then you sit down and then you want to say some words. To me, that's not a natural response for anybody that's defending their wife, defending their family, or whatever the case is. If you feel like they went all the way across the line, nigga, there's only those two ways, bro. When I think about, I seen the shit before. Like, I seen a nigga get, like, niggas flat out, nigga. I say this shit all the time, too. Niggas start war over pussy, bro. You know what I mean? Niggas get killed, go to jail for life over pussy, bro. Commit suicide and all that other shit. You feel me? And most of them, they're not even their wife. You feel me? So it's like, if you was to do this, right? Me being like, nigga, I didn't feel like it was across the line. Like, the nigga joke was light. Like, it was about G.I. Jane, blah, blah, blah. Like, nigga, that shit light. It's just about you being bald. You feel me? And, yeah, it goes to, like, the sickness, but it ain't nothing crazy. You feel me? It's not like, you about to die. You know what I mean? Like, That joke was light, nigga. And everybody was laughing, right? So anyways, nigga go up there, do the little goofy shit. You know what I mean? Walk away. Like, nigga, why you got your back turned to something, nigga? Like, you know what I mean? Even if you know, right? Even I seen multiple videos. I seen this shit in real life, nigga. If you slap a nigga, punk a nigga, let the nigga know, bruh. Right? And you know the nigga's not gonna do nothing back to you. You still don't turn your back on the nigga, bro. I ain't never seen a video, seen somebody check a nigga that happens, bro. Like, you don't ever turn your back, bro. Because that's what I'm saying, bro. Shit is fake, bro. Then no security guards came. Like, bro, like, it's just like, then these Oscar niggas was talking about, oh, we asked the nigga to leave, but he refused. So we like, oh, okay, we just gonna let him stay. Nigga, no. If some shit really popped off, bro, you gonna leave, nigga. You feel me? Like, it was a live show. Shit still going on. Nigga sending. Like, come on, bro. Get the fuck up out of here. I don't know who this nigga got y'all fooled, right? Yeah, niggas ain't get me fooled, nigga. Ain't no way. Because I'm like, nah. Then Chris Rock joint, right? On his side of things, right? It's like, you see the nigga was prepared for it, bro. Like, and they both be acting whatever, but to me, like, bro, like, you got to go off of now, like, you got to go off a natural response, nigga. Niggas ain't acting right. Naturally, what would you do? That's how you got to look at the situation. That's exactly how I looked at the situation, nigga. Naturally, this is what I would do. Naturally, if someone loved their wife the way that this nigga was yelling and all that shit, he would have done something more crazier than that, nigga. Flat out, nigga. Straight up, because I know I would have. Right, if I was to do that, I wouldn't do that, like, because that joke was light. But I would not slap this nigga. First off, I'll straight punch this nigga, slide this nigga, bruh. You know what I mean? Like, this nigga will be knocked out, bruh. Or I'm throwing multiple punches, because you don't want to just put everything in power in, like, one hand. You feel me? You gotta throw a combination. Nigga just slap, walk away, had his back to, like, this is goofy. So then right away, this nigga talking about a viral moment and shit like that. Like, nigga, what? Like, it's like, you trying to sell? Like, like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. Shit was like, so just off. You feel me? Just off. Like, no fight breaking out. Ain't nothing like that happening. You ever see reunion shows, nigga? Love and Hip Hop shit? Like, nigga, come on, bro. You feel me? You seen those shows, bro. Niggas is fighting over you just calling the nigga a bitch. You know what I mean? And niggas going crazy. Niggas ain't trying to just hit you once, walk away with a back turn. Like, nigga, what? That's what I'm saying, bro. And these niggas is hyping it up like all the freaking casual fans that don't know what the hell fighting really is. And like, niggas really trying to check a nigga, it's a different type of energy, bro. You can feel it, bro. Like, it's just different. You feel me? So that shit was goofy. So anyways, right? And niggas was, and to me, I was also talking too. I'm just like, bro, like, you can't, like, about his girl was laughing. You know what I mean? The wife was laughing, nigga, like. And I think it blew out of proportion. That's the thing. Like, I don't think the Academy people, they knew how big it would get. They thought it would just be like a quick viral moment, shit goes away. So they had it planned out, right? But because it got so damn big, now these niggas are, oh shit, we gotta freaking, like, act like we gotta continue the role now. Cause if it was something light and then go viral like that, it'll just be like whatever. It'll kind of like be like Justin Timberlake and Janet Jackson situation. You feel me? Yeah, shit was kind of crazy. You feel me? Niggas was talking for like about a week or so. But it was like the Super Bowl niggas ain't apologize for nudity or anything like that, nigga. You feel me? Like, niggas just went on with their life. Nigga, it was just a cool moment. It just happened. So then, so that was on my mind, right? So I just had to break it down and all that. Now I'm like, my mom asked me. She was like, what if it was real? I'm like, it's not. What if it was? I'm like, it's not, though. What if it was? I'm like, It's not though, my guy. So like, okay, what if it was, Justin? And whose side are you on? Or who was wrong, in the wrong or whatever? This is what I'm saying, right? If it was real, nigga, it was a goofy ass check. First and foremost, I gotta say that. That shit was weak. Because if I was Chris Rock, I would clock the nigga with the freaking microphone right in the back of the head, nigga. You feel me? Turn your back to me and you slap me, nigga, you getting fucked up. Now I'm gonna hit you again with the mic, nigga. You got me fucked up. So anyways, if it was real, right? Whole situation played out like it played out. The person that was in the wrong was Will Smith, nigga. Flat out, nigga. Because I'm going to tell you why. It's a simple, very, very, very simple thing. Every award show you have ever seen, ever, think about this, ever seen, right? The host, what is the host doing? Other than announcing like the next award and whatnot, what is the award doing? I mean, what is the host doing? I said, what the award's doing. What is the host doing? One thing. You got to entertain the crowd. How you entertain the crowd? Jokes, nigga. Who are you joking on? The people right there, nigga. You get a list of the people that's coming anyways because they got the reserved seats. So you're making jokes about the people because it's relatable because they right there. You feel me? Unless it's like a crazy, like I say, a crazy situation going on in the moment, right? Like I say, like the presidential election was going on while a war show is. They might say something about it, right? Because it's something that's something like a trending topic currently. But there's no trending topic currently. Even with the trending topic, there's still gonna be clowning the niggas that are there. So, nigga, you go in there knowing you are going to get clowned, nigga. Nigga, you've been getting clowned for like the last, I don't know how long, Will Smith, but you've been getting clowned, my nigga. Your wife got you out here looking real stupid and soft, nigga, out here. And you over here sitting back and not putting no damn pants on and checking her and making sure she ain't with loose lips. Sinking ships, nigga. You feel me? Loose lips sink ships, bruh. She over here just blah, 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 just doing a whole bunch of shit, bruh. And you're not even saying nothing about it, just still letting it go. And that's why your ship continued to sink and sink and sink and gets to the bottom, nigga, still sinking, bruh. Because you ain't checking her, bruh. Like a man supposed to, a father supposed to, nigga. Like, you're not doing that. A husband, nigga, you're not doing that, nigga. So, okay, bruh. So obviously you getting clowned on internet, clowning you, nigga, everybody clowning you, nigga. So if you go there, what do you think going to happen? Even regardless if you weren't getting clowned on, what you think was going to happen, nigga? Your wife put all this stuff out there. Niggas use that as ammo, nigga. It's fair game out here, bro. Nigga ringing out the shots, nigga. Just ringing them out, bro. Because your wife just put so much out there. It's like, nigga, this is free material, nigga. Like, even if you're not in the stand, niggas are still clowning you, bro. I mean, in the stands, niggas are still clowning you, bro. Come on, nigga. You as a man, as an intelligent man, I think I'm pretty sure that you are, nigga. You go to the award show, you know you're going to get clowned on. Because before they start clowning on you, they're clowning on other people. Even if you didn't think that, you're like, oh, man, my turn is coming up. Yeah, nigga. So then it's something light. That's another thing, bro. This nigga just said, oh, can't wait to see you or something like that on the next G.I. Jane movie or something. Just talking about she bald. Nigga, it's not like wishing death on her or anything crazy like that, right? And another thing, too, Stevie Wonder, blind. He been going to a couple war shows. And niggas will say something about that. He just laughs about it. Nigga don't even trip about it. You feel me? Like, that's the type of thing that I'm talking about. Like, shit was light, nigga. Like, they don't be going crazy with Stevie Wonder, like, making fun of him, like, to that extent. Like, haha, you lost your vision or something like that. Nah, it would be like Stevie Wonder seeing this in black. Or black and white, or you know what I mean? Just something light, like, all right, like, you feel me? So to me, it's like, bruh, you turn the oven on, you turn the stove on, and you touch the stove. Goofy, nigga. You know how the stove works, so why you putting your hand in there, nigga? You know the shit gonna burn you. Put a pot on it, bro. Put some water, cook some food, nigga. You ain't gotta check if it's hot, nigga. You know it's gonna turn hot. Just like you know the jokes is coming. Like, you nigga, you know. Right? So that shit was goofy, right? So then we gotta break it a little bit deeper than that. A little bit, very, very a little bit deeper than that, bro. Now, you stand up for your wife like that, right? But she don't stand up for you like that, nigga. You there or not, present or absent, nigga, she ain't stand like that for you, bro. I'm gonna give you this example. This is when this is like a clear indication. I know for a fact she don't love this nigga like that, bro. She probably don't feel she can, like, do better status-wise. I'm talking about status-wise. You like how I threw that in there? Status-wise. Better than Will Smith, nigga. Real talk. You know what I mean? Nigga legend at the end of the day. He ain't no nigga that I haven't done nothing. Nigga legend. Give him nigga his credits, his flowers, and all that with the work that he put in, of course. Look-wise and all the other stuff, she out here checking for other niggas straight up, nigga. And you know that because of what she had going on. That entanglement. You feel me? And let me break this down too. When that shit was going on, I seen a little bit of it. Nigga, I don't be going, like, I don't care too much about, like, every celebrity drama that goes on and stuff like that. I'm not going to say some of it not interesting. That's what I'm saying. That's how to break it down like that. Be careful with my words. Not every single celebrity drama that's going on, nigga, I don't give a fuck about. You feel me? Most of it, I don't. If it got something to do with my niggas that, like, I rock with, whatever, like, you feel me? Like, Drake, Wayne, you feel me? Nas. But most of them niggas ain't even in the news. You feel me? Floyd and Mayweather, like, them niggas ain't even in the news like that. So I don't really be in niggas' businesses like that. So anyways, when shit be going on, right, when that shit went down, of course, I'm on social media, so I see it. I see, like, I see it trending, right? Niggas talk about it, whatnot. I seen a little clip about the nigga being sad or whatever when she was talking at the table. And she's, like, laughing about it, jokey, like, hey, you know what I mean? And saying it, like, nigga, she ain't talking about no type, you don't feel no type of remorse, no type of sadness, no type of I made a mistake, I'm sorry, or anything like that. Yo, if I'm not sorry for my action, at least I'm sorry for putting you, my husband, through this. You feel me? She ain't even, you don't even feel that, nigga. And it's like she's saying this stuff and Will Smith just trying to laugh it off and be a little you know what I mean? Like, yeah, like, it's so old to us, like, nigga, it don't fucking matter if she cheated 10 years ago, nigga, she still cheated, bruh. That's your wife, nigga. Ain't no fucking, like, hoe that you Netflix and chilling with, bruh. Mother to your kids, nigga. She had your kids at the time, nigga. Like, nigga, what? And you want to be like, ha ha ha, like, yeah, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, I bro, what? Nigga, that's goofy, bro. It's never okay for that. Then, right? Red table should go down, whatever. Then she, that's one incident. Then another one is when the Tupac movie came out, right? Who was going crazy about what was wrong about it the most? She was. Nobody else in this world was going as crazy. Not even Tupac. Niggas and friends was going as crazy. Nigga, she went on the full ass rant, nigga, defending this nigga, bruh. Defending this nigga with her life, nigga. She going out on her shield for this nigga. You feel me? All right. You see my point? You see where I'm getting at? Okay. Now, answer, when was she ever went out on her shield, nigga? standing 10 toes down for Will Smith. Win, bruh. I'm talking about a full ass rant, not no one statement. I'm talking about going in for 3 days straight type of rant, bruh. Win, bruh. Win. Win. Never, bruh. Not one time, right? And let's say she's probably not gonna go to that extent the way that she did Tupac, right? Let's say half of that, right? Win. 50% of what she did for Tupac, win. Bruh. Never, bruh. And another thing, right? Will Smith just had like a little thing that came out about him or something like that. She ain't even say like about good shit about it or go on a rant that's positive about the joint, right? She ain't even do that. She ain't nitpick at the wrong or anything like she did with the Tupac movie. Do you feel me? Do you see where I'm going at? So, all right, right? So, she's playing this nigga like a flute, nigga. Just playing this nigga, bro. And, like, nigga's a cool nigga. You feel me? He be doing some goofy shit. You feel me? But it's not like, you know what I mean? Like, the worst. You know what I mean? And then you got someone smashing your wife, whatever, multiple times, nigga, not just once. And you ain't checking this nigga. Now some nigga talk about she balls, she gonna play in a movie, can't wait till she started. Now shit's a problem? Man, nigga, get the fuck up out of here, bruh. Like, to me, that's just a, if it was real, right? I'm saying, like, that's just a punk ass move, bruh. Like, now I let that one slide before I let a nigga smash my wife, nigga, and let the shit be all cool and be at the coffee table just chilling and laughing about it like, ha, 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 he, everything's straight and gravy. Like, nigga, what? Sigh, bruh. You feel me? Now, with that situation happening, me thinking about, like, all that stuff, a question arose in my head, bruh. I'm going to ask y'all, then I'm going to answer the question. You feel me? Now it's like this. I feel to keep the shit 100, I feel Will Smith in this situation, nigga. You feel me? And I feel she's in a situation as well. Jada's in a situation as well. Oh, before I get into this, bro, Jada used to be, she used to be a dope girl to me, bro. I personally felt, right? I thought, for the way she carried herself, you feel me, set it off and all this other stuff, right? I thought she was a real cool ass person, open, dope. She's still beautiful. She's not like she's ugly. You know what I mean? Probably like in like her spirit. Like we ain't really rocking like that. You know what I mean? Because you'd be doing some wild shit. You know what I mean? Talking about like the sex life and not getting pleased by this nigga. And then this nigga even goes and be like, man, I'll die trying to please this woman. Like, nigga, like, it just make you look worse, nigga. Like, you better say some cool gangster shit, nigga. You feel me? Blew her back. I had to go to the hospital, nigga. You know what I mean? Something like, you over here, I'm die trying to please this woman. Nigga, Tupac ain't have to do that. I read her a love note, nigga. She was having two orgasms, nigga, just like that, off of a poem from jail. She kept that shit still. Like, you feel what I'm saying? She ain't showcasing any love letter you posted or anything like that. Then you even on record saying that you still jealous of this nigga. Like, nigga, like, come on, my nigga. Now, look, right, at this question, right? Before we get too crazy, too wild up over here. So, that's what I gotta read. Gotta read this real quick. Hold on. We gonna type it up real quick. I drink too much water, man. I got pee. I gotta use the restroom too, bro. But we gotta finish this pod. It's more important. All right, so the question is this, right? Would you rather love someone you can't have or have someone you can't love? Woo! Yo, we're going to read that again. Would you rather love someone you can't have or have someone you can't love? Yo, it's deep. You feel me? Yo, this how my mind be thinking. You feel me? This how my mind be thinking, man. That's why I have this pod, man, to express myself and get this stuff out there into the world and giving this beautiful content. So, again, would you rather love someone you can't have or have someone you can't love? Now I'm gonna break it down. I personally feel with this whole Will Smith shit, right? I feel Jada's the first one, right? She'll rather love someone she can't have. For example, Tupac. You feel me? You know she loved that nigga, bro. Love that nigga from here, now, then, 10 years. Like, it don't even freaking matter, nigga. Love still going strong, nigga. Like, this nigga still stroking it, bro. You know what I mean? She probably talked to a nigga's spirit or something, nigga. And then Will Smith is the other side, bro. I believe he has someone he can't love or love them. You feel me? Or love him. I mean, I said love them. Have someone love them. Yeah, love him. Shit, we fucking up. You know what I mean? So, that's where I got this question from. That's where I got this question. I'm just like, bro, they're on two opposite sides of the spectrum. It's like, that's wild. Now, if you ask, like, now I'm going to answer the question, right, with how I personally feel. Now, at first, I was more on the, man, I'd rather love someone I can't have. But it's like, why the hell would I want to go through that pain, bruh? That pain ain't nothing serious. Ain't nothing pretty. That pain is serious, bruh. You feel me? But I was thinking like this, right? This is what I was thinking. I was thinking, if I can have someone I can't love, then like, what's the point, right? In the beginning, initially, like, what's the point? Like, because you're working towards that. You're working towards love. You want to build on the brotherly, friendly love that you have for that person. And you want to grow into like deeply in love with that person. You feel me? Unconditional love. You want to grow to that. So why would I have someone I can't enjoy that precious, great emotion? One of the best fruits on this earth that God blessed us with that we could experience, and I can't get that. Why? You know what I mean? Why would I even do that? I feel like it's a waste of time, nigga. So fuck all that. All right, love someone I can't have, right? Initially, that's how I was feeling. But then I'm like, bruh, why would I go through that pain, bruh? Like, why would I put myself through that pain? Because no matter what girl that I date, right? If I'm loving someone I can't have, if they dead, you feel me? How like Tupac is the Jada and shit. It's like, I'm going to put myself through pain and other people and everybody around me through pain, bro. It could be intentionally or unintentionally. Nigga, they going through pain, bro. Because I can have like this one girl that's really like there for me, you feel me? But I'm so focused on someone else that I don't even appreciate the person that's in front of me, the person that's actually there, the person that's actually trying time in and time out, freaking going the extra 10 miles, nigga. You feel me? Run 100 miles, go extra 10 on them hoes. Like, if you can't appreciate that person and whatnot, and you so focused on fixated on someone else that's dead or a person that's just no longer in your life like that, and you guys are not experiencing each other, why would you choose that? You feel? It's like, that's like, I don't know, that's like endless pain, nigga. That's like endless. And we talk about forever too, like which one you picking and it's the rest of your life, you feel me? Just like, that's like endless pain for you and other people, feel me? Nigga, you might even lash out on your kids, nigga, or lash out on your mom, your dad, brother, sister, cousin, uncle, aunt, you feel me? Your friends, nigga, like at work, bro. Because I know when I was going through my breakup, right? I was going through it, nigga. Nigga, I couldn't even freaking focus at work, bro. Because I was going through it. You feel me? And that's when I explained to y'all, like, when I was going through it, whole, like, one of the darkest days of my life, you feel me? Damn near the darkest. I couldn't even focus at work, nigga. Like, my mind wasn't even there, nigga. Like, and I was a teller at Wells Fargo Bank, you feel me? So it's like, I'm playing with niggas' money if I do the wrong shit. And I couldn't even think. My comprehension was off, nigga. Just understanding, just everything. Communication, just everything was just off, nigga. Didn't feel people was there for me. Even though people was really rocking with me. You feel me? Loving, caring, whatever the case might be, man. Like, none of that. You feel? So why would you put other people through that? And like me personally, I was like, man, I was just thinking like too selfish in a way, I'll say. And I guess like I was so looking just at that word, like, yo, at least I got the love word, right? At least I got that fruit. But so much pain comes with that shit though. For you and for other people. Forever. Man, I was like, yo, we straight off of that, bro. Real talk. Then you have this, right? The other side of it. And this one, I, after thinking so deep on that, switched it over. And now your boy is on the other side. I'd rather have someone I can't love like this, right? Yeah, love is the ultimate emotion, right? That's definitely in everybody's bucket list, is to fall in love, nigga. You feel me? But you can experience a lot of other things with that person. Maybe just not that love part, but then you got the respect. You got peace of mind, nigga. Instead of on the other side, nigga, that is not no peace, bro. You are going through it. Every relationship, nigga, looking in the mirror, you're going through it. Freaking can't eat, nigga. You just going through this shit, bro. But on the other side, you got everything else, bro. Peace, calm. Travel, adventures, nigga, you got like a whole bunch of other things, man, but you just can't love. But you have that person though. You have that best friend of yours that rock with you, and that's trying to that's going the extra mile, that's going hard, that's damn near everything, bro. Everything that you can probably possibly think of in a relationship, nigga, got it. Just except for that. It's kind of like all or nothing type of move. Like, yo, you get the love, but you don't get nothing else, because that love just off balance everything. Or you have everything else, but you don't have the love, but it balances out with that person. And I'd rather have like adventures, respect, care, and all that other stuff that person could provide me. We go on that route. That's the way that we moving. But I like to say to y'all, what would y'all move with? How would y'all move with it, man? How y'all going with it? You on Will side? Have someone you can't love? Or you on Jada side? Love someone you can't have. You feel me? But like Will side is a little different. I just had to put him over there. You feel me? Because he has her, but she loving another nigga. Like, that's the other thing too. You don't be in a relationship, y'all both on opposite sides. You know, you feel what I'm saying? Like, I feel this is a deep question, bro. Like, keep it 100 with you, all the way 100 with you. I think this is a relationship question that couples need to ask, bro. Real talk. Because if y'all, I'm not saying the relationship can't go, because obviously Will and Jada going, but they're so dysfunctional and so messed up. It's like, yo, to the level so deep, like, would you want to have that, right? And I think if another person's picked the other one, right, you're in a relationship and the other person picks the other one, I think that person might you know what I mean, want to love someone else other than you, nigga. Keep a shit 100 with you, bro. You feel me? And that kind of goes for me too. I was thinking about that, and I'm so happy I think more in depth with it, because that's not even me. You feel me? I'm not in love with no one else. I'm not in love with anybody right now. But I wouldn't want to have that there. And I'm in a relationship. Hell no, I'd rather be on the other side, nigga. And I want both of us on that side. Have someone you can't love. Because if we both on that side, we can grow. We can really grow. That other side, there's a third person in our relationship that's a ghost to you, but the other person sees it. You're in a trifecta. You're in a triangle, and you don't even know it. You dating two people. You don't even know it, bro. You're competing with another person that you don't even know. And that's fucked up, nigga. For real. If you put someone through that. Especially if you're trying to build something with someone. You're telling them all this fake shit, but you're loving someone else. Nigga, that is weak, nigga. But that's what we on, man. That's the pod, bro. That is the pod, man. Again, I'm on Spotify, bro. You can scroll down. I'm going to have the question at the bottom. Would you rather love someone you can't have or have someone you can't love? Man, that's deep right there. But that's relationship questions right there. If you're in a relationship, ask that. When you get in a relationship, ask that to that person, man. When you guys kind of deep into it, you feel me? Not like in the beginning. I think that's a little deep. Like, you know what I mean? I'm like questioning a little bit, but 6 months, 8 months, you know what I mean? Something like that. Ask that. Just see where they at. Test the temperature. You feel me? You got to test it. You got to test that shit out. Just kind of how, like, you got to activate this trap card and shit. You feel me, nigga? But, yo, that is the pod, bro. Man, that was cool. That was deep. That was deep. That was dope. That was dope. And for the people that weren't feeling it today or whatever the case might be, if someone got on your nerves or whatever, I hope this pod was able to help you out in a way. Your boy voice is going out and drying up and everything. And I just hope this energy that I provided and the subject matter and everything was able to make you smile, laugh, or have you in deep thought. You feel me? Going in a whole different ecstasy and stuff like that. And overall, just make you feel good, man. Make you feel a little bit better. All I can do is assist. I can't do the whole mile. I can't run the whole mile for you. You feel me? But I was on the sidelines trying to help you out with this pod. And if you do feel good and you're feeling good throughout all the pod, man, yo, that's dope. That's amazing. More content always coming out. You already know what it is, man. It's on Tuesdays and Fridays. And you can only catch all this great content, the best content in the world, the most vulnerable, most honest, most entertaining. Yeah, we do be doing the rant sometime. You feel me? We just keep this all the way 100 over here, man. You already know what it is, man. You already know what it is, bruh. It's a Justin Blessed podcast. Subscribe if you haven't. Like, share, rate, do all that, please. Yo, sharing really help your boy. Real talk, man. If y'all could just share the pod, bro. Real talk. I greatly appreciate that. That's how the pod is able to grow. That's how I'll be able to come see y'all on, like, tours and, you know what I mean? That's how also I'll be able to get away from this goofy ass nigga at Wells Fargo that's trying to micromanage your boy. You feel me? I had to lay down no more trap cards. You feel me? By sharing, liking, engaging with your boy and all that, bro. Just help. It don't cost nothing to you. It don't take nothing from you. If anything, it puts good out into the world and that good will come back to you. You feel me? Subscribe, like, share, do the damn thing. And since we're talking about Apple getting scammed, crypto getting scammed out, and all these people getting scammed out, it's only right that we play this song, bro. It's only right. So this is what we gonna do. Let's get it, man. Scammers.
Glamorous looking accounts offering get rich quick schemes. It's easy money. It almost sounds too good to be
true. Yeah, man. It's Justin Bless. Justin Bless, nothing less. Subscribe to the pod. Do what you gotta do, man. Share again. Support the pod, man. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Insert card, I'm online. Woo! Sufficient funds on the swipe. Okay. Service fees too high. KFT, that's a third of the swipe. No way. African boy, that's me. You won't catch me with no debt to see. I can be a local cash or switch it. I can be a local scammer. Insert card, I'm online. Okay. Sufficient funds on the swipe. Woo! Service fees too high. KMT is a third of the swipe. Okay. Boy, that's me. You won't catch me with no dead
CC. It's the remix, yo.
I could be a local trapper, but I just made it happen. Who the fuck say we ain't slapping? Better not say they lacking. You callin' out May, they whack em. Say they pull 8, they acting. Style for 8, they wax. It's 16 shots from Mac-10. Bitch, we gon' go as cracking. Tsunami gun, get the cracking. Star Trooper gun, get the blasted. Send a fuck nigga home packing. What is Bud Light Dream packing? Let off fire 1 second. You got Nina outside of she naked. All we know is ball, we wreck it.
Insert card, I'm online. Sufficient funds on the swipe. Service fees too high. KMT, that's a third of the swipe. African boy, that's me. You won't catch me in no dead CC. I can be a local cash or switch it. I can be a local scammer. Insert card, I'm online. Sufficient funds on the swipe. Service fees too high. KMT is a third of the swipe. African boy, that's me. You won't catch me with no dead CC. I can be a local cash or switch it. I can be a local scammer.
I got the wave, no do-rag. You mad, you sad. Oh, you jelly. Took her to the telly. It's so hot in her, but my name is Nelly. You obsessed with me. She be telling me. You be texting her while she sexing me. Scam, 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 scam. I don't wanna look like you. Scam, 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 scam. We don't make those moves. I don't wanna chat. I just want my racks.
Insert card, I'm online. Sufficient funds on the swipe. Service fees too high. KMT, that's a third of the swipe. African boy, that's me. You won't catch me with no dead CC. I can be a local cash or switch it. I can be a local scammer. Insert card, I'm online. Sufficient funds on the swipe. Service fees too high. KMT is a third of the swipe. African boy, that's me. You won't catch me with no dead CC. I can be a local cash or switch it. I can be a local scammer.
Naja boy, Ghana boy. You know we don't take Naja no loss. Some accounts and I send a wire across. Login, your zip code. Security code, your zip code. VIC, all that's good. Just sit back and watch me load. Please don't swipe your card when I'm loading your account. The wire just came in and I don't wanna see it bounce. Drop the check by night and by morning I make my runs. Every day I pray that the bank don't freeze my funds.
Yo, man, it's a Justin Bless. The Justin Bless podcast. You already know what it is, man. My voice is going out, tongue twisted. I ain't even saying my slang right. You know what it is. You know what it is. Justin Bless. Justin Bless, nigga. Nothing less.